if we're not careful, what is meant to be the most wonderful time of the year actually becomes the most stressful time of the year. And when you hear these songs and you're around all these things, the parties and the hustle and bustle of the season, pretty soon you're hearing the songs and you're thinking in your mind, 'tis the season to be anxious. Now, I'm not going to ask for a show of hands on that, but I wonder if some of you all who are adults here tonight are totally stressed out by the thought of Christmas. I mean, sometimes we do, don't we? We get stressed out because, first of all, because of time. We think about time. I probably shouldn't even say this. Don't throw anything at me, but there are 9 days left until Christmas. Isn't that something? I mean, I was thinking, okay, I'm doing all right. I've still got a week. I'm a procrastinator, all right? I'll just admit it. I've still got a week. And then we were talking around our family over the weekend, and somebody was saying, hey, you know, the government's about to shut down, and we're not going to have any postal service. I thought, oh, great. But, you know, we get stressed about time and how short time is. Something else we get stressed about is change. Maybe there's some change in your life. Something has changed in your life since last year, and you're anxious about Christmas because of change. It could be a job change. It could be a relationship change. It could be a personal change in your life. But we're anxious about change. There's just all kinds of things that we're stressed out about during the Christmas season. It really is, a lot of times, the most stressful time of the year. Well, if that's you tonight, and again, you don't have to admit that, but in your heart, if you know that's you tonight, and you're just stressed about things, there's something that really has you anxious, I want you to think about a key character in the Christmas story, someone who is a really great figure. Now, she's not someone that we worship. Don't misunderstand that, but she is someone we need to look up to and emulate as far as she's in line with what God wants us to do and be, and that's Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary is a star in the story, and she's a humble star, just like the kids were singing about. But here's the thing about Mary that I want to convey to you tonight that just amazes me. Her story is in Luke chapter 1, and if anyone ever had a reason to be stressed out at Christmas time, it was Mary. I mean, think about it. Here's a girl probably 15 or 16 years old, and man, that angel rocked her world. I mean, everything had changed. All of a sudden, you talk about carrying a load. She had to be stressed out. Not only was her life in danger, I'd say she even had a tinge of grief because she had planned on marrying the man of her dreams, and all that was in danger. When we read in Luke chapter 1, she didn't even know how Joseph was going to respond. And yet, this little teenage girl is the picture of calmness and coolness and poise. Now, why? How was she able to do that? Well, I think there's three reasons why, and I think that these three reasons are reasons you can have peace and calmness and joy in the midst of this difficult and anxious and often stressful season. So I want you to think about three things that Mary had that made her calm during this difficult time. First of all, Mary had a heart that was all in for God. She had a heart that was all in for the Lord. Are you all in for the Lord tonight? I'm talking about you're ready to do whatever He says. That's what Mary was like. Listen to what it says in Luke chapter 1. After the angel made his announcement and he told her that she was going to be great with child, that was going to come about by the Holy Spirit, I want you to listen to what she says. She says in verse 38, this is her answer, "I am the Lord's slave. May it be done to me according to your word." Man, I don't know of anybody who's uttered any more brave words in all of Scripture. It's brave, and they're faith-filled words. Mary was all in for the Lord. You know, that just reminds me of our own lives today in 21st century America. Do you know that Jesus is not looking for decisions? He's looking for disciples. He's looking for people who will come and follow after Him. Are you all in for God? Are you all in for Jesus? You know, a wholehearted Jesus is not looking for half-hearted followers. He wants us to surrender to Him, to trust Him, and to go where He's asking us to go. I like what one guy said, James Merritt said, he's not looking for weekend warriors, he's looking for full-time 24/7 Marines. And that's what we need to be. We need to be on mission for Jesus Christ. Are we all in for Him? Mary was all in. Second thing I think about when I think about Mary and her calmness and coolness and poise during a very stressful time is that Mary had a heart that was fully aware of the blessings of God. The blessings of God. When you look a little farther in the story, later on she goes to visit her cousin Elizabeth. And she's there with Elizabeth, and they're celebrating the child that's growing inside of her. And Mary has a little prayer, or a time of praise. It's called the Magnificat. And it's found in the latter portion of chapter 1. And this is just a portion of it. In verse 46, she says, "My soul praise the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, because the Mighty One has done great things for me." See, she was calm and cool and poised because Mary didn't miss the grace of God in the midst of a difficult moment. She's in a tight and tough spot, and yet she still senses the grace of God. I don't know what your personal life is like tonight. Maybe you're in a difficult spot right now. But I hope that you can still see that God is good and that God is faithful. God is merciful to you and I. And our lives are filled with God's grace no matter what we're going through. You know, there's some things that can keep us from experiencing and appreciating the grace of God. And I want to warn you about those. Despair is one. Don't let despair keep you from the grace of God this year. You may be in despair over some situation. You know, God is still good. God is still in control. And God still loves you. Don't let disappointment cause you to miss the grace of God. Maybe you're disappointed about something that didn't happen in your life. Or maybe it did happen in your life. Don't let disappointment steal the grace of God in your life. Thirdly is deceit. Deceit can cause you to miss the grace of God. You know the devil wants to steal your joy. He wants to lie to you. And the devil might be saying to you tonight, he might be whispering in your ear, "I don't know how you can even believe God loves you. How can you believe that stuff that preacher's preaching up there or those kids are singing about with all this going on in your life? How could God let this happen to you?" My friend, that's deceit. That's deceit. That's coming from the devil. You need to remember that the grace of God is alive and active in your life. And you know what God wants to do? God wants to take the worst thing in your life and turn it into something that He can use for His glory. He wants your mess to become your message to a world that needs a message of grace. Third thing about Mary I want to say is that Mary was calm and cool and collected during the moment and in the moment because Mary had a heart that was fully trusting in the power of God. She was fully trusting in the power of God. You know, I like what she says there. And again, it's an honest question. She says, "How can this be? How can this be? How is this going to play out in my life?" She had questions. It's not wrong to have questions. You and I probably have questions about things in our lives. But I love how the angel answers her. And I know that she responded by faith. What did the angel say? "Nothing is impossible with God." Isn't that good? Nothing is impossible with God. A bad doctor's report is not impossible with God. A divorce is not impossible with God. A problem or an addiction is not impossible with God. Nothing is impossible with God. And so here's what we need to do. We need to trust God completely today. Right now, in the here and now. There are things and challenges we're facing right now that worry us and frustrate us, and they make us anxious and all stressed out. Will you trust God in the moment? Just like these kids were trusting God, and they were poised as they performed tonight. Will you trust God in your moment right now? And then second of all, when we think about nothing is impossible with God, will you trust God with your future? Isn't that what Mary was doing? She had her whole life in front of her. She didn't know how Joseph was going to respond. She didn't know how the community was going to respond. She didn't know what people were going to say or think about her. She was literally entrusting her life into the hands of God. But she believed what that angel said. Nothing will be impossible with God. Will you trust God with your tomorrow? That's what Mary did. I want you to listen to what she says again in this Magnificat. She says, "Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed." And later on she says, "His mercy is from generation to generation on those who fear Him." So tonight I would just remind you that we can be like Mary. We may be anxious or worried or uptight about some things in our lives. We can give them over to God. because He's big enough to handle them. He has a special plan for your lives, and He wants us to handle the challenges of life with grace and poise and calmness because He's our Savior. He's our Lord. That's the most important message of Christmas. And if you need Him tonight, He's available for you. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? With heads bowed and eyes closed tonight, I'm not going to carry this out a long time tonight, but I just feel like we need to have a little time of invitation. And again, I don't know where you are tonight, but I'm just certain in a room this size, I know I deal with this from time to time, there's some stressors that are weighing on us. And I think that we can learn from Mary's story tonight. Again, not that Mary is someone to be worshipped, but she is someone to be emulated. Think about the challenges that she faced when that angel told her that she was going to carry God's Son in her womb for 9 months and then be the mother of Jesus. Think about all the uncertainty. Think about the danger and the fear that she must have felt. And yet she continued to walk with God. Can you do that tonight? First of all, do you have a testimony? Do you know God as your Savior? Do you know Him personally? You can trust Christ as your Savior tonight. You can be saved right here in this children's musical by trusting in Jesus alone, turning away from sin and confessing that sin to the Savior, believing that He died on the cross for your sins, that He rose again on the third day, and asking Him to save you and come into your life. And He'll walk with you through the trials and challenges of life. And if you'll do that, He will do incredible things in your life. And you don't know how they're going to work out, but you can trust Him because nothing is impossible with God. You know, Mary had such a remarkable life. I don't know of another person who was present at the birth, through the upbringing and childhood, through the life and ministry, through the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. You talk about a privileged position. And God will do some things in your life, too, that you would never imagine if you'll just surrender to Him. So tonight, I just want to pray for you, and then we'll have an invitation. Father, I thank You so much for what these children have shown us tonight. They have shown us the gospel. And Lord, I thank You for, again, the work that's gone into this time tonight. But as we close out, we do want to close out thinking about how we can turn our lives over to You and take our next steps toward You. And Lord, again, there may be someone here tonight who needs to trust Christ as their Lord and Savior. And if that's the case, I pray that they would not fight it anymore. If Your Spirit's been dealing with their heart, that they'd just turn it over to You tonight. And they'd pray a prayer of salvation. They could pray a prayer that goes something like this. They could pray and say, Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I know that my sins separate me from You. I believe You're God. I believe You died on the cross for my sins. I believe You rose again. And I ask that You'd forgive me. I turn away from my sin. I trust You. Come in my heart and my life and save me. Please do that, Lord, for Your glory. And help me to live my life for You. And someone could pray that prayer tonight, Lord, and be saved. I pray that they would do that. And if they do that tonight, I pray they'd let somebody know. Maybe let me know or someone else in this church, because we're not to be ashamed once we make Jesus our Lord and Savior. Lord, somebody else may be a Christian already tonight, but they just need to continue to trust. Just like Mary, it may seem like their world is falling apart and nothing is going right, and yet they can stand flat-footed and they can say, I will trust because nothing is impossible with God. And may Your plans be done according to Your will. We can do that tonight because we have a sovereign, loving, faithful Heavenly Father, just like Mary did. Father, help us tonight. Help us to apply this lesson and this musical to our lives. And I pray that Your will would indeed be done here during this time of invitation. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing just quickly here, Just As I Am. And we're going to sing a couple of verses. Would you stand with me before we dismiss tonight? If you do need to come forward for any reason, don't let anything hinder you tonight. If you need to take steps towards God, you do that right now.